Rashi b'sefer Torah, tiyei mispalim yochid the beis haknesses. Hello, kolechav yechav mispalim the beisai. Notice the davening, the tefillah, everybody davens privately. They only come together in shul just to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's all for Kur and Shiva v'yotzin. Even the beis haknesses also they only use when the nasi is nice only for Kriyas HaTorah, but not for more. For tefillah and limud, everything is done privately, separately, not for rabbi. And Yeshua ben Karcho Eimer, Loi sheyelcho v'yitayel bashuk. It doesn't mean that people now are both to means you have off, like it's Ben Azmanim now. You have free time off. El yoshvim v'doymen, everybody should be quiet, like stay home privately, to like pavuzach and egin ravelis. Everybody has to feel bad and nothing is nice. It means you shouldn't learn barabim right now, but rather everybody sits home and being quiet, stays in his house. Yeah. Alright, I'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Chav Gimel. The last Gemara again was that if a Nasi is Mace, so Lacher is based on Midrashai, Nasi Shemais based on Midrashai, Kulim Batalim. The last Gemara on Chav Bezom and Vez, the last Gemara. That if a Nasi is Mace, then all the Batim Midrashim in the town has to be closed down during the 7 days of the Avelis. Or based on Knesset, the people that come to Shul, Nech Nasim Lebesa Knesset, the current Shiva. They go to the basic Knesset only Almanaz to learn the Torah, when you have to read the Torah. But otherwise, they have to daven privately in the house. Like Rashi says, the current Shiva, b'sefer Torah, the mispalim yachad the basic Knesset. They don't even daven together that whole week in Shul. Ela kol echod v'yechod mispalim b'vesayim. Everybody has to daven privately in his own house. When the Nosi, that's like the Melech, or the highest person in Christ was Niftar, so all the Bati Midrashim are bottle. We'll soon see what that means. And who are then the Bati Knesia source? You don't come to Davin Barabim. You only come in to Lane when they have Kriyas HaTorah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho Eimer, Loi Sheyelcho V'Yitayelu Bashuk. It doesn't mean that the people have wolf. Like all the Kerlos, all the Yeshivas are closed, and people just have vacation now and go and walk, take a teal, take a walk in the street. Ella, what it means to say is that this week, the week that they're sitting Shiva for the Nasi, is Yoshvin V'Doymin. Everybody should be home privately and being quiet. That's the need of a Avelis, just like an oval is quiet, not supposed to talk. Who are then everybody with a Nasi is Mace, everybody has to be home and to be Doymin, like being quiet. The same thing before, when a Chochem was Mace, we had his base of Medrash is bottled, the same thing. You don't learn Barabin, everybody learns privately. But here's an halacha that the 7 days when you sit Shiva, there's an inyan when the God La Dor is Nifta, they say, I spayed them all 7 days. So like all 7 days, the base of Medrash is closed because they're being Isaac and saying, I spayed them for them all 7 days. And that's covered for him that his base of Medrash should be closed then. And what then with the Nasi is Mace now was saying, like all the Bati Midrashim in the town have to be closed on the whole Klai scroll. All the Bati Midrashim and Klai scroll are closed, and what then the base of Knesset is also closed. Only used just to come in to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Right. The Ein Oimrim Shemua V'Yagod of a Beis Oval. When the Beis Oval itself, when you're Menachem Oval or by the Oval, like you're not supposed to learn Torah the 7 days that you're sitting Shiva. So then when people go in there, they shouldn't say over Shemua means Halacha, V'Yagod, not even Agoda, a Maisa from the Gemara. You shouldn't say over Hagodis from the Gemara either. That's also Bechlal Torah, you should not say in the Beis Oval. Now, Omru Olav Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, it was said upon Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Shoyoimer Shemua v'Yagod v'Beis Oval. He did. He said over some learning. He said over some Shemua and Agoda when the Beis Oval. So it's a Shiloh, why did he do it for? Why was he matter it? So the Ritva learns the Machlekes here is on Shabbos. Because during the weekdays when you're sitting Shiva, everybody holds you're not allowed to learn Torah then. And Befrat, somebody should not be saying Dvar Torah there either. Because when you come in on Shabbos of Menachem Oval, that's a shaila if you're not to learn Torah or not. So that's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was matter that he said over a Shemua, like a Halacha, and he said over a Haggadah, some Haggadah from the Gemara, he was matter to say in the Beis Oval, which Vol learns it only means on Shabbos, he was matter it. But Avad in the middle of the week, he would also hold its also. Because Halacha is the Oval himself is not supposed to learn. However, it's brought down that Hilchas Avelis he is allowed to learn. The only thing an Oval could learn is Hilchas Avelis. He's allowed to learn through the lochus, not how a novel has back, that he's allowed to learn when he's a novel. But any other Torah, it's also for novel to learn. Tell the Rabbanan. Ovel Shabbos Rishona, the first week when you're sitting Shiva, is a Yosem Pesach Vesei. You don't go outside your house. You have to stay home. The Ikra Din is during the daytime, you have to stay home. And at nighttime, it depends. A Lachat's brought down. Let's say you're sitting Shiva in one house, and you want to walk home at night. It's a Tzorech. You can't sleep there. You're allowed to walk home at night. In other words, you're not supposed to go out of your house for, like, no reason. Just to take a walk. The whole week you're sitting Shiva, you're not supposed to go outside your house without a reason. But if you have a reason, like we had sometimes a Dover over this Mutter, there are certain things that a novel is allowed to do when he's a novel. Or else, like we're saying, if he can't sleep or he's sitting Shiva, he has to go home at night, he's allowed to walk home at night. Just means you shouldn't go out of Pesach Besoy, it's time for a walk, you shouldn't go outside the first week. Shaniya, what about the second week? So Poshe, when it says Shabbos, it doesn't mean the Shabbos itself. Because the Shabbos itself, Pashas, we hold, you are allowed to go out. Shabbos here means the whole first week. Hey, it's the first week when you're sitting Shiva, you're not supposed to go outside your house, unless you have a good reason why. Shaniya, the second week, is Yotze, you're allowed to go outside your house, but V'yeinu Yotze b'mekomei. When you go to Shul, you're not supposed to sit in the same place where you usually sit. You have to change your seat. Usually the minig is to move a little bit back away from the Aron HaKodesh. Shlishis, the third week already. Yeshiv b'mekoymoi. Nikiradin, the third week, you are allowed to sit in your regular place in shul. It's only 1 week you have to go away from your place. But v'yeinu medaber. The third week, though, when you come to shul, you have to be quiet. You shouldn't be talking. That's also a sign of an ovel. He doesn't talk. No schmoozing. We'll soon see what the minig, we'll soon see in Zasant. The Tosa says what our minig is, that even the third week also, the second week also, you don't sit in your same seat. When you only have like shleishim for your brother, for your sister, you only have to stay away from your seat for 30 days. So how many years, all 30 days, you don't sit in your same seat. And one reason Tais says is, because what it says the third week here, you're allowed to sit in your place, but you're not allowed to talk. And that's very hard not to talk. So therefore some say it's only us to talk in your regular place. So if you change seats, you're allowed to talk. So how many years not to go back to your first seat, because it's hard not to talk there. So Mela saw not to talk in shul, so Mela they stay in the changed seat in the other seat in order to be able to matter to talk there. So they first go back to their seat after Shleshim because they're afraid to go back to their first seat because they can't talk there. So therefore it's glad to sit in a new place. So fourth week already, then you're like everybody. Then you're allowed to go back to your regular seat and you're allowed to talk. Provided talking here doesn't mean like when you're not allowed to talk. It means when you're allowed to talk, just you're allowed to talk. You don't have to be like an oval, not supposed to talk at all. But like this, you can start talking normal. We have Yehuda line there, Lehutzuchu Leime Shabbos Rishonel Yosef Pesel Beisai. Yehuda says, no, the first week, that's Pshita. You don't have to tell me anything. A novel can't go out of his house. Pshita, he's a novel, he has to stay home. Avad, he can't go out. There's no Kiddush. Like Rashi says, Shevada lo yesu pesach beisoy. The first week when you're sitting Shiva, for sure you're not going to go outside your house. That's Pshita. And it says why? Sherei hakel nechnostum the beis lenachemoy. Because people are coming to Menachem Oval. It's like it's not going to be right that people are going to come to Menachem Oval and you're not going to be home. So Pshita, the first week you have to be home, pushing, that when people come to Menachem Oval, you're home. That's Pshita. El Shniyah means rather than starting the second week. He owes any Yotze Pesach Beisoy. Even the second week, the week after you're sitting Shiva, you should not go outside your house. Shlishis, the third week, Yotze, you can go outside your house and go to Shul, but V'yeni Yotze B'mekoyma, you don't sit in the regular seat, move away. Revius, the fourth week, Yotze B'mekoyma, you can come back to your original seat, but V'yeni Medabi, you can't talk. Chamishis, on the fifth week, Kerega Cholodim. That's a Yudishit L'chumra, another week. However, the Loch our minig is that by the five Krovim, excluding your mother and your father, where you know you're going to Shloshim, the 30 days, we don't sit in the same seat, you change your seat for 30 days. By your parents, we're not to change your seat for a whole year, for Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the place. Top place it says, V'yashalmi Pesach Loch G'divri HaMoisif V'yamin, that Shiva. Now, Risi Kashiisi Kotten Rabben Yitzchak Zikni, he saw, when he was a young person, he saw Yitzchak Zikni, Shleha Yeshu B'mkoyma Yad Shru Revius. He's up until the fourth week, like all Shleshim, he didn't sit in his regular place in Shul. V'lo Yadati Taimi, he don't know why. Why didn't he sit the third week in his regular place already? Because if you want to say he's makbel like Rabbi Yehuda's shita, then he shouldn't go out of his house the second week. And we know the halacha where we act is that a shiva, a novel, only stays home the first week. The second week he's allowed to go outside his house already. So mashum we hold up the Tanakama. So we hold up the Tanakama, it's only the first week you have to stay home. The second week you're allowed to go out. So the second week you have to change your seat in shul. But we hold the third week, who are allowed to go back to the original seat. So how come, he was wondering when he was a young person, Tosfos, he saw Rabbein Yitzchak Zikni that didn't change his seat until the fourth week. The Tosfos says, Emil Yeshleima, Bohol Ashkon Tuvio, Liel Davel Shiva. The Kaim Lon Hochi. That we hold Yikra Avelis is only 7 days, so therefore the gate to walking outside the house after Shiva it's okay. Now, Vishem Matayim Mekarabonin, or Mishem Netzorach Leshib Ben Koymoy, V'yein Medaber, like we spoke out. The Tosfos says, because even though you're allowed to sit in your seat the third week, but you're not allowed to talk there. The Tosfos Yosef Sheyoshev Chutzlam Koymoy, so you're better off still sitting in a different seat, Tishoma Ein Osla Daber Kibim Koymoy. Or the Shema. The Shema in Osla Daber Kibim Bam Koymoy. Because maybe it's only Osla to talk in your original seat. So therefore, to play it safe, still stay and you change the seat. Because in your new seat, there you're allowed to talk. So that's our meaning, that all 30 days when you're sitting Shiva, in Eich Shleshim, you don't sit in the original seat in Shul, you move a little bit away. And again, for your father or for your mother, you stay away for Yud Beis for a whole year, for 12 months. Right. Tell the Rabbanan, Kol Shleshim Yom L'Nisuyin. Somebody was sitting Shiva, so afterwards, the first 30 days, you're not allowed to get married. There's Nisa to get married 30 days after you were in Ovel. Rashi, Kol Shleshim Yom L'Nisuyin, Ad Shleshim Yom. Liyachar Ovel and Yochel Isisha. You're not allowed to get married unless 30 days pass by. Now, Meisishtoi, let's say your wife dies, is also Lisisha Cheres Achiavu Olav Shleshir Golem. That's the Tanakh Meshita. You're not allowed to get married until Kamat the year goes by. Now, three Regolem have to pass by. Then you're allowed to get married. But before that, you can't get married. And Taisa says different Svaris, that you'll still have your first wife in your mind, so therefore it's not right to get married so fast, you have to first give time till you forget about your first wife. So you're not allowed to get married until Gimel Regolim, that means the cycle of the Gimel Regolim, a Pesach, a Shavuos, and a Sukkot pass by. We have Yehudu Aymer, Regal Rishon, Vishen Yosef. Yehudu's Mekla says no, only two Regolim you have to wait. Shlishis Mutter, but by the time two Regolim passed away, a Sukkot, and the Pesach came by already, then you are allowed to get married. Of now, the Yemein Loibonim, let's say you didn't have any children yet, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvahs Pur Revu yet, Mutta Lisa Liyatar, even though you got married, you were married, but you didn't have children, and your wife dies, then you're allowed to get married right away. Why? Mishum Bito Pur Revu, because you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet of having children yet, you didn't have Pur Revu yet, so therefore you're allowed to get married Liyatar. And after it says a lashon of Lialta to get married right away, that place says that's Pshita during Shiva, of course you're not allowed to get married. The first 7 days for sure not. But if the 7 days even during Shleshim, you're allowed to get married, and we'll soon see the Maisa, but Lachrish, you're not allowed to live with your wife until after Shleshim. But to get married, you're allowed to get married after Shiva. So a big machlekes in Tosfos. Another svar in Tosfos is no, Mamanashach. Though had to get married is because you want to have children. So since you can't live with your wife for 30 days, so mainly you're not allowed to get married either for 30 days. You have to wait after 30 days to get married. That's if you didn't have any children yet. Now, what about Tanichol Ebonim Ketanim? Let's say from your first wife, you had a young baby, and plus you need another wife to take care of the baby, then Muta Lisa Liyalter. Then you are allowed to get married right away. Mevnei Panasosan, because plus you need somebody to take care of the baby. So here Tosfos Taka says, here it's a svara, that after, during Shiva, during the first 7 days when you're sitting Shiva for your wife, you can't get married. But right after the Shiva, in this case, you would be allowed to get married. Because the svara is, you need someone to take care of your kid. So therefore, right after Shiva, you'd have after to get married to have a new wife in order to take care of your first child. Now, my son, what's happened? Shemesa Ishtoi Shel Yosef HaKoyin. Yosef HaKoyin, his first wife, died. The Yomel HaChoyso, his Toshim means by the Levi itself, by the Beis HaKfaris, he said to his sister-in-law, to his first wife's sister, Beis HaKfaris, Lechi Uparnasi as Bnei HaChoysecha. Like, in other words, he said, let's get married, and you'll take care of your daughter's child. of the, so Churat Mashma, they got married right away. The Marja says, V'yafa Pekin, even so, Loibole Elalazman Meruba. But still, they didn't live together until a long time. Malazman Meruba, what does it mean a long time? Amarapopal Yachash Leshim Yim. You have to wait Shleshim Yim. So here's the case that partially had kids already. It wasn't a question of Pur Ravu. It was a question he had a young baby, he needed someone to take care of it. So here we said, you're allowed to get married right away. But even though you can get married right away, you're not allowed to live with your wife. You can't have Tashem Shamita with your wife until after Shleshim Yom. But when could you get married, though? Say, Poshet Mashm Leyalta, Poshet Mashm, even in the basic verse. Mashm, even Toich Shiva, even during the first 7 days when he's sitting Shiva, it's Mashmi got married. So Toich says no. Toich says, it's big Toich says, the Omar Lachos, the basic verse. Toich says, Lav Davka Sheovon, Kol Shivosa. Slav Davker, he told her on the base of Kvaros, Mitzmamish by the Levayim, did Rabbi Yosef HaKoyin go to his sister-in-law and say, I want to get married to you. Because the novel is also to get married in 7 days. So it means after Shiva. After he sat Shiva for his wife, then he went to his wife's sister and said, well, I want to marry you so you can take care of my children. And she took care of the children right away, even though it was also B'tash B'Shamit until after Shloshim.
Yeah, right.
Tana Rabban, Kol Shloshim Yoyim Legiyutz. Hey, for 30 days, Kol Shloshim is an Isser not to press your clothing. Legiyutz Pasha means ironing. You're not allowed to iron out your clothing all 30 days. So, Churat Mashma, to wash your clothing, it's Mutter. Like Taisa says, Kol Shloshim Yoyim Legiyutz, Taisa says, Dafka Giyutz. Only to iron out your clothing, that's also. Ava belay giyas is going kibbutz mutter. But just to wash your clothing, like after Shiva, through the shleishim, you're allowed to wash your clothing. Just to make a giyas, to iron it out, that's what's also. So Mar says, kol shleishim yoyim legiyas. Echad kelim chadoshim, whether they're new suits you have, the echad kelim yishonim, whether they're old suits. Yoytzim etecha michbash. If it's coming off the press right now, you washed it, and you want to iron it out, you're not allowed to iron it out all 30 days. Rebbe Yoimer, Loi Osru Ela Kelim Chadoshim Avat. He holds no, only new Kelim. A new suit, if you iron it out, that's going to make it look real nice. So that's also 30 days. Mashenkin, an old suit, even after you iron it out, won't be that nice. Therefore, you're allowed to iron it out. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lozab, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Loi Osru Ela Kelim Chadoshim Levonim. Bulvad, another Tanai. He only asks also new Kelim, that has to be white Kelim. Only a white shirt or a white suit, that's what's also. Because something white, that looks real shtaddy, and then if you iron it out, that's too nice for a Shleshim to wear. But even if it's a new suit, if it's a red or the colors, then it's Mutter. So Mar says, Abaye Nofik Vegarda de Sabalo, Kerebi. Abaye walked out even during Shleshim. He wore his garba de sabla begid that he had ironed out, because since it wasn't a new keli, he yelled like Rebbe. Rashi says, Kerebi, the yom yosu lovon elachodesh. Even a white keli is only yosur if it's new. I don't know what Rashi says lovon for. According to Rebbe, it's only yosur a new keli. So Mel Abaye went out the guard of the sabla, this type of a new was clothing, even though it was ironed out since it wasn't new, he held it was mutter. Ravin Norfik Bechimutsasa Rumisa Sunkasa. Ravi went out with a new type of a jacket. Since it was Sunkasa, it was red. Charat, even though it was a new red jacket. And he held Kreb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds this only also for the Yovel or Shloshim, to iron out his clothing only if it's a new one and it has to be white. But if it's a colored one, then it's Mutter. So therefore, Rava went out with a red suit, whatever it was, whatever this, the Chimutz or Miser is, some type of a jacket, but since it was red, it wasn't white, therefore he held it was Mutter. Rashi says, the Chimutz Acholik was a shirt. Ramisa Sheba Meroim. It was a Roman shirt. And he held like Kreb Lezer, the Yomel Yosru El Levonim, Vizu Adum Hoysa. It's only also tying out a new white shirt. Mashenkin, if it's new and red, then it's Mutter. So Mash Mechuri can be Makel here, that as long as it's not white, you're allowed to iron out your clothing after Shiva. At the bottom, Toys says, Rav and Nofik, or Pirish Petosvis, The Abaye of Rava Lacha Kerava. Usually always passes like Rava. V'im keim muta lilbash kelim aguatzim tzivuyim. You're allowed to wear ironed out clothing as long as they call it. Afilu chadashim, even if they're new. Or yishonim afilu levonim. Whereas even if they're new clothing, as long as it's not white, also it's muta. Or else old ones, even white ones. The chayim posik rach. You go look cooler here. That either new colored ones is mutter, or else white old clothing is also mutter. It's only usur to wear a new white one, that's usur. But B'nai Yehuda, B'nai Galila. Machlekes between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galila. Hani Yamri, one says is, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos. There's such an